Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. The Vikings are past their bye. It's on to Chicago. But before we do that, we have some questions to answer from you, the fans. So let's get right to them. Question number one comes from Chris. Is it concerning to you that Xavier Rhodes doesn't have an interception in his career? He is one of our best cover guys, but I would really like to see him splash a little more. Sometimes it takes even very talented players a little while to splash, and that's been the case for Xavier Rhodes. The good news for him is he's constantly improving. He improved from his first game last year against the Detroit Lions all the way through the end when he was battling through injury, and he's improved this season in his first year under Mike Zimmer's defense. I think the interceptions will start to come. A lot of times they work like quarterback sacks and turnovers. They come in bunches. I think Xavier Rhodes has been in the right place a lot of the times, and eventually those interceptions are going to come. Next question comes from Austin. Do you know what Teddy Bridgewater is doing to improve his deep accuracy and to improve his chemistry with Cordarrelle Patterson? Well, the only thing a young quarterback and a young receiver can do to improve their chemistry is to keep working together, and that's what Teddy Bridgewater, Cordarrelle Patterson, and all the other young wide receivers on this roster are doing. They're continuing to work together in practice and after practice. As for the deep ball accuracy, that's going to come over time as well. Just as we explained with Xavier Rhodes and the interceptions, eventually, if you keep working on it, that part of Teddy Bridgewater's game is going to improve as well. I don't have any concerns about accuracy with Bridgewater. He was a very accurate passer in college. He makes good decisions already here at the NFL level, so eventually that accuracy is going to come with time. Our next question comes from Margo in New York City. Which game is the toughest remaining on the Vikings schedule? The Vikings have 7 games to go, and as you know in the NFL, there are no easy games. Our next game is at Soldier Field. That's a place we haven't won since 2007, so that's going to be tough. And we have to go to the Detroit Lions, the division leader in the NFC North, later in the season. That game's going to be tough. But if I had to choose one toughest game remaining, I think I'd choose the home game that we have against the Green Bay Packers in a couple of weeks. Is there an offense playing better right now than Green Bay's offense? There might not be. So that, even though we're at home, that's going to be a stiff challenge for the Vikings. The next question comes from Jennifer in Minneapolis. Who do you see as the favorite to win the division right now? Well, I think you have to look at the two teams ahead of the Vikings. Detroit is in first place at 7-2. Green Bay is in second place at 6-3. Now, Detroit has games at Arizona and at New England coming up, and then they're at Green Bay in Week 17. So I give the nod, even though they're behind Detroit, I give the nod to Green Bay right now. I think they're the favorites in the NFC North. They are at home in 3 of their next 4 contests, so they need to take advantage of those games. But the game they're away is the game here, so the Vikings have a shot to get some revenge and get back at Green Bay for the Week 5 loss we suffered at Lambeau Field. Let's see if the Vikings can do it. But first, they have to take care of business against the Bears this weekend. Our next question comes from Hank in Redwood Falls, Minnesota. Do you think any Vikings have a legitimate shot at the Pro Bowl? Yeah, I do. I think there is a handful or so of Vikings who have a shot right now, and it could be more if we continue to play well and win games. But let's talk about 3 right off the bat who have a shot right now to be Pro Bowlers. How about Everson Griffin? He has 9 sacks on the season. He's been one of the best pass rushing defensive ends in all of the NFL, certainly in the NFC. I think he's going to be a Pro Bowler. Rookie linebacker Anthony Barr, yes, he is the leading candidate to be a defensive rookie of the year this season, but I think he's also one of the leading candidates to be a Pro Bowl linebacker for the Vikings. He's filling up the stat sheet with sacks, tackles for loss, fumble recoveries, forced fumbles. He even has a touchdown. He scored that game-winning touchdown in Tampa Bay, so I think he could be a Pro Bowler. And last, Blair Walsh, one of the best kickers in the NFL. He's missed just 3 field goals this season. He's 16 of 19. He has a 55-yarder. He has 3 from 50-plus, and he's number 3 in the NFL in touchback percentage. I think you have to factor that in when you're talking about kickers as well. Our last question comes from Zach in Minneapolis. What do the Vikings need to do to expose the Bears' defense? Can they finally get a win at Soldier Field? Yes, I think this is the season the Vikings finally get a win at Soldier Field. As I said earlier, they have not won there since 2007, Adrian Peterson's rookie season when he had over 200 yards rushing. But I think the Vikings can do it this year, and to do that, they're going to need to attack through the air, middle range, and deep down the field. Now, in order to do that, 3 things must happen first. We have to establish the run with Jerick McKinnon and Matt Asiata to get some of the Bears' secondary members to creep up and try and stop the run. Once we do that, we have to protect Teddy Bridgewater, give him time to throw, and our receivers have to win their one-on-one matchups. If we can do that, I think we can attack the Bears' secondary and put up some points at Soldier Field. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. Thanks for watching. Remember, the Vikings and Bears play on Sunday at noon. The game is on CBS, not Fox. Make sure you tune in to CBS at noon. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Pick 6. Send your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.